This is Conversations on Public Health. Surprise, surprise, there's more partisan bickering over the Affordable Care Act. This time, it's over a new report from the nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office that says that the health care law will reduce the total number of hours that Americans work by the equivalent of more than 2 million jobs. Opponents say, hey, this shows that the ACA is a job killer. Supporters say, among other things, that it gives workers the freedom to leave the workforce or reduce their hours instead of having to stay employed in order to get health insurance. With us today is Catherine Baker, professor of health economics at Harvard School of Public Health. Catherine, help us out here. What do you see as the impact of the health care law on the economy?
The health law has a number of components that affect workers' incentives to get a job and how many hours they work, as well as incentives that affect employers' choices about who to hire and whether or not to offer health insurance. And each of these components creates a complex landscape. How they all interact is open to debate. So one important aspect is the expansion of Medicaid. When you expand Medicaid to low-income workers, that creates some disincentive for them to earn income that would make them ineligible for the program. When Medicaid eligibility ends at, for example, 138% of the poverty level, if you move from 130% to 140%, you lose an important benefit that might give you pause in doing something that would earn that extra income but cost you the health insurance that you might value almost as much. So that might disincentivize workers from increasing their income around there. On the other hand, some workers who were just at the eligibility cutoff for the previous cutoff might then choose to earn more because now they can earn up to 138% of the poverty level and still retain their Medicaid benefits. So the incentive of the Medicaid expansion is different depending on where you are in the income distribution. You could also imagine that if Medicaid makes you healthier, it might make you more able to get a job. So all of those effects together produce a net change in labor force participation and hours worked that's not so clear. I looked at this question with some co-authors in the context of the Oregon Health Insurance Experiment, where we saw an increase in Medicaid eligibility and looked at whether people worked more or less, and we didn't find any substantive change in the amount of hours that they worked or whether they had a job. Some other studies looked at changes in Medicaid eligibility higher up the income distribution and found more of a change. The CBO report weighed all of that evidence and said that on net, Medicaid might reduce the incentive to work more hours, but that that effect would be relatively modest. The bigger effect on hours worked is likely to come from the income-based subsidies through the exchange plans. Enrollees in those plans get a subsidy that's based on their income, and that goes all the way up to 400% of the federal poverty level. So workers in that group might have an incentive not to earn more because they would lose that valuable subsidy for health insurance, and that's likely to cut back on hours. That's likely to result in them cutting back on hours worked. How big that effect is quite uncertain. It's a very big change in policy, but that's the primary driver of CBO's estimate that workers are going to work less. Now, on the one hand, you might think that's a good thing. People are being able to retire because they have outside options for health insurance. They're getting to spend more time doing other things because they don't have to work more just to get the health insurance. On the other hand, whenever you impose a tax on labor, whether it's an income tax or whether it's phasing out a subsidy in a way that's based on income, you create a disincentive for employment that would otherwise be productive. So you are creating a drag on economic growth that lowers people's incomes in the aggregate and slows the growth of the economy. And policymakers have to weigh that economic cost, the distortion to labor force participation, labor supply, hours worked, against the gain that comes from redistributing resources to people who might not otherwise be able to afford health insurance. And that's a real trade-off.
The Congressional Budget Office report take into account the sluggish economy?
The report does take the economy into account. And in fact, the report estimates that the reduction in employment that the Affordable Care Act may generate is likely to increase over time as the economy picks up and as there are fewer workers who are looking for any job they can get or any increase in hours they can get. So we might think that the number of people who are working fewer hours or who are not working because of the disincentives created by the law is going to get higher over time.
This has been a Harvard School of Public Health production. Please visit us on the web at www.hsph.harvard.edu.